Have you ever had a tagline from a commercial stuck in your head? I had the one from Capital One, you know, where Jennifer or Samuel ask, "What's in your wallet?" It made me wonder, since the official start of grilling season is upon us, what's on your grill? Hi, I'm Quantella Noto, Associate Professor and Director of Hospitality Management at Southeast Missouri State University. Is your grill out of hibernation? Gas, pellet, charcoal, lump or hardwood is best, or Bichitan? Made from Japanese oak trees, is supposed to be even better. Or maybe you have the green egg. It doesn't matter, because whatever you put on it will become succulent, fresh air-kissed deliciousness. Yes, hamburgers and hot dogs are go-tos, but the season is short, so consider expanding your repertoire. Sausage links, ribs, chops, steak, lamb, chicken, seafood. Or if you're like my friend who doesn't eat anything that breathes on its own, sweet onions, eggplant, corn, potatoes, and yes, avocados and pineapple. All of it loves your grill. I decided to approach the season with simplicity. I'm going to kebab my way through grill season. Yes, the kebab, pieces of whatever will hold up to a grill, succulent and sizzling on a skewer. It's versatile, communal, and kid-friendly. Archaeological evidence suggests skewered and grilled meat dates to the 9th century BC, likely in Turkey. It is believed that shish kebabs, sis means skewer and kebab means roast meat, were born on the open fires of medieval Turkish soldiers who used their swords to grill meat. Though some historians suggest a sword was probably too valuable to use for grilling, maybe. 18th century recipes indicate the Persian spice route influenced the kebab, recommending skewered meat be dipped in oil and well seasoned with turmeric, saffron, or cumin. Over time, the kebab rose above its place as street food and became prominent in social and cultural settings. They were served at gatherings as a symbol of power, opulence, and hospitality. We think the first kebabs came to America by Lebanese immigrants in the late 19th century. By at least 1910, there was a Turkish kitchen in New York that served the shish kebab. Kebabs went through a transformation in America. As the chunks of meat got bigger, grilling kebabs became a longer process, making them perfect for backyard grilling. And by the 1960s, they were all the rage. Did you know there were at least 11 different kinds of kebabs? They include Sikh, Lula, and Kofta, many of which are ground meat versus bite-sized chunks on a skewer. The two most famous kebabs are shish and doner. Shish is the classic Turkish one with marinated cubes of meat, often with vegetables. The doner is made with seasoned meat stacked on a vertical spit and roasted, where thin slices are shaved off, served in a pita with vegetables and sauces. I recommend that you start your grilling season with some kebabs. And if you're using meat, it wants to marinate for a while for maximum yumminess. I'm going with sirloin, shrimp, and veggie kebabs, baby potatoes, zucchini, and sweet onions. You know, I might make some deviled eggs as an appetizer. We should talk about that sometime, as I've got lots to say about deviled eggs. Oh yeah, dessert. If you haven't had grilled pineapple topped with vanilla ice cream and a drizzle of honey, you need to try that. Trust me. I'm Quantella. Join me next time to find out what's on the menu.